Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some online courses cost $30, maybe even less. Others cost $1,000 or probably even more. What is the difference between a lower priced course and a higher priced one? Are the more expensive ones just better, quote unquote, better, or is there more to the story? That is what today's caller wants to know. And welcome, by the way, to Side Hustle School, the only daily podcast for more than 1,700 days, bringing you case studies, stories, tips, action-packed ideas you can use to make more money, create more freedom for yourself, more security, all good things. So when it comes to pricing, we're going to talk about this today. You could ask this question about a lot of things, not just an online course. You know, what separates a $100,000 car from a $30,000 car? Is that $100,000 car $70,000 better? Well, presumably something is better. Like, it's not all smoke and mirrors, but there's also an element of perceived value. And I would argue that that's pretty much always true. So let's talk about it in this question. What separates a $30 course from a $1,000 course? Listener question and my answer is coming right up.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, Chris. This is Samantha from Scottsdale, and I've noticed you've been sharing a lot of examples of online courses lately, and some of them have been really profitable. You also talked about how the price ranges a great deal. Some of them are only $20 or $30, and then some are as like $1,000. So what separates a very inexpensive course from a much more premium one? Like, I assume there are a lot of factors and it might not be a simple answer, but wouldn't it be better for course creators to always aim for the high end? Or is this the thinking that they'll sell to more people with an inexpensive price? Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Hey, Samantha, this is an excellent question. Thank you for raising it. I actually meant to provide some more kind of, you know, behind the scenes about the recent course I released, which was, I just sold it for $30. You know, it's called Idea to Income. You can find it at courses.sidehustleschool.com if you'd like it, or if you'd like to know more. But I wanted to price it really low because I wanted it to be really simple, very simple course with a clear objective and also just a clear end process for me. In the past, I have built more extensive courses that had forums, live calls, lots of follow-up materials. Well, you don't get that for $30. So what separates a $30 course from a $1,000 course? Generally speaking, you know, I would expect a $1,000 course to have a lot more depth than a low-priced course. But it's also true that some of this is a matter of positioning, you know, or perceived value, as I said. So we have looked, some of these online courses we've looked at, they are in the field of continuing education. So imagine a course that helps medical professionals or accountants or, you know, whatever the field is. Imagine a course that helps these professionals earn continuing education credits, which are required for their professional license and so on. Well, many of them would be skeptical if that course were sold for only $30. Like, a good continuing ed course has a lot of value for them. And besides, they're used to paying more. Okay, so that's where the perceived value comes in. So in some ways, as to the point of like, isn't it better for course creators to always aim for the high end? Well, more money is better than less, but it is true that the higher the price, usually, you know, you're going to sell it to a fewer number of people. There could be some exceptions to that. Then also the other key point is $1,000 course or a high-end course, whatever the number might be, it's all relative. Generally, it's going to provide a more immersive experience for the learner. Those forums, those live calls, additional modules or materials, whatever it is. So that's also going to be a lot more work for the creator. So to come full circle with the one I did recently with text messaging, I just wanted it to be simple. And I didn't want to have a lot of follow-up work that I had to do. I wanted to put it together and have it be done. So those are the general pros and cons. The more expensive course is going to have more materials, be more in-depth, require more of a commitment from you, hopefully provide more for the learner. But there's also this big element of subjectivity and perceived value to it as well. Hope that is helpful. Let us know what kind of course you make. And listeners, if you're making a course, let me know. If you got questions about it, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions, or if you just want to tell me about it. We will share many of them with our amazing community through this ongoing daily series. And thank you for tuning in today. Speaking of, you can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You are listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.